Well, crypto exchange Binance reportedly processing billions of dollars in trades for Iranian firms. That's despite U.S. sanctions. Yahoo Finance's Jen Schonberger joins us now with the details. Hey, Jen.
Good afternoon, Rochelle. That's right. Crypto exchange Binance reportedly processing Iranian transactions in value of nearly $8 billion since 2018, despite U.S. sanctions aimed at cutting Iran off from the global financial system. Reuters conducted an analysis with data from three firms that had access to Chainalysis Reactor investigation software and found that some $7.8 billion of funds flowed between Binance and Iran's largest crypto exchange, Novatek. Three quarters of Iran's funds that passed through Binance were in a cryptocurrency called Tron. That gives users the option to conceal their identities, according to Reuters' analysis. Now, in a blog post today, Binance's head of global sanctions, Shagrib Poyraz, wrote that as soon as Binance discovered that Iran-based crypto exchanges may have attempted to move crypto through Binance's exchange, the company, quote, moved to freeze transfers, block accounts, and follow the protocols set up by our compliance team. Poyraz went on to say, we immediately set up a task force to resolve the issue. Any failure of the system is unacceptable to us. And while Binance isn't a U.S. company required to follow American law, we work hard to keep sanctioned individuals off our platform. Now, the head of sanctions says Binance uses strong Know Your Customer protocols and invests in technology to ensure that the people who should not be using Binance's exchange are not able to access their ecosystem, but admits the exchange is playing catch up and that this is an industry-wide issue. Now, these new findings come as the U.S. Department of Justice is pursuing an investigation into possible violations of money laundering rules by Binance. The Department of Justice did not immediately respond to Yahoo Finance for comment. And Treasury also declined to comment, saying it does not weigh in on potential violations of U.S. sanctions. Guys?